Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I'm going to do a bit of an update cast. I want to talk a little bit about masking. I want to talk a little bit about what's happening in my life and what's working and where I'm struggling, because I think that's really helpful. You know, not always hearing the perfect stuff, but also the stuff that isn't working. So let's dive into it. Okay, I love these podcasts. It means I can go a little bit all around the place and give everyone a little bit of something to think about. So I was watching a TV show the other night that I loved the line from. It's one called Unforgotten. It's one of these crime dramas in the United Kingdom, the UK. But what I loved about it is there was one line that was said in it. And what she said, what this detective said, was she goes, you know, that happens in an ideal world, but we don't live in an ideal world. We live in a shitty world. And I was like, that's a great line, right? You know, so many dyslexics, neurodiverse people that I talk to, and including myself, we're always out there comparing ourselves and hoping that we can be some sort of ideal version of ourselves. And like, we're always comparing ourselves to this ideal world kind of situation. And not really owning the fact that, do you know what? The world a lot of the time is a bit shitty. It's not actually this ideal thing that we make out in our heads, this perfect world that we're comparing ourselves with and beating ourselves up about. And I just really connected with how that was said. I don't know, it just, a penny dropped and I was like, wow, that's really profound. And it's a real aha. And you know, I'm sure I'm not alone in the way my neurodiverse mind works about following and beating myself up a bit about comparison. You know, it happens to all of us, right? And, you know, we can train in it, we can become Buddhist monks, and it still doesn't go away, right? Doesn't matter what you do. Not that I've become a Buddhist monk, just to be very clear. So that's, you know, I just thought there's one thing I wanted to share. I think it's really important. The second thing is I wanted to talk about deep diving on masking. So if you haven't heard the term masking before, it gets spoken a lot more about with autism. But to be honest, I think those with dyslexia, those with ADHD, people with very fast minds that don't feel like they belong completely, naturally will mask. It's a safety mechanism. It's a way of fitting in. And I think those with dyslexia who feel they're not quite there and in certain ways, and those with ADHD who feel like, hey, whatever they do, they don't just quite get right, have a habit of masking. And a lot of the time, it's not something they're doing on purpose. Maybe at some point they work, maybe they've seen it in themselves, but it's not something that's always conscious. Like, I don't consciously go out there in the morning and go, I'm going to mask. You know, I'm going to fake it till I make it, or fake it until I can't see that I'm faking it anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like that old phrase. And I think, you know, what I'm seeing more and more across, you know, different people I follow, I watch, it feels like a lot of people are coming out of the masking shadow and trying to, you know, they're realizing they are masking when they didn't even know they were. They thought that's just who they were. And it wasn't the case. And I was, you know, be honest, I was having a great chat with my wife, who's deciding what she wants to do at the moment. She's really brilliant. You know, I can see how great she is, but she struggles to own it, just like I do as well. And so, you know, what's interesting, what I love about my wife is that we're very similar, and we're kind of in a weird way mirrors of each other to a point. Not completely, we've had different experiences, different lives, but a lot of, like, our energy is very similar. So it's a great mirror to see what I'm trying to hide. And it's like, I like to think with this podcast, I'm deadly open about what's happening. And I do think I share more than many. Like, I'm, you know, if we were doing a test, maybe I'm in the 80 percentile. But there's this huge chunk that some of it I'm not even aware of. And then there's some that I actively just don't share. Because if I share it, I start to actually look at it. And so much of my life, like many of us, is hiding from that bit of us we don't want to talk about. And, you know, when we're in our lives and we're in our gut, we're feeling like something's not quite right. I really believe that a lot of that is because we're hiding that 20% of ourselves. And, you know, like, and I don't know if you've ever had this, but with a relationship, could be with a business partner, could be with a parent, you have a fight, or you have a blowout where you all just lay your cards on the table. Everything you've been meaning to say that you haven't just comes out. And it's really hard. It's really tough. It's you know, there's sometimes anger. There's sometimes tears. There's sometimes whatever it is. And you share that information. And at the end of it, you feel like this weight is lifted off your shoulders because you've been truthful about things that you've been scared to be truthful about. Not always scared externally, but even internally about confronting this kind of hidden part of yourself. And I just feel that there is a lot of, you know, a lot of what we can learn from that is how do we share our truth quicker? How do we share our truth more? How do we really own who we are? How do we realize what the world wants is us all to be ourselves? And that's where the game changes, where we stop trying to be something we think people want, you know, and be ourselves, you know, and actually own the problems we have, right? Like for me personally, like I really struggle with my weight and my eating. I really struggle with it. I bounce up and down, left and right. I do some really good things that people would go, wow, lots of people don't do that. Like I can really focus on eating a bunch of protein. I fast. You know, this year I've been walking and meditating really well and I'm loving that and starting to build some great habits. But I still yo-yo. There are days where I'll eat way too many calories in one sitting because I've under-eaten the whole day and I've created this imbalance, right? That just hasn't worked. And I just feel bad about that. I don't share it a lot. You know, I have shared it on this podcast a little bit, but, you know, it's really painful. It really feels tough to go through that. And I try and mask it and pretend, oh yeah, I'm doing all this stuff to get to solve it. But do I know it's going to work? No. Like I'm going in the right direction, but you know, what's the story behind it? And I think, you know, there's a part of me that doesn't want to face that on and go, what's the next big thing I have to do? Because I just feel like I'm going to fail at it. And so I ignore it. You know, masking a lot of the time I think is ignoring and pretending is probably a better word for it, is ignoring the truth, you know, and, you know, pretending to be okay with something that you're not. Like, I'm not okay with it. I don't like being overweight. I don't like being this way. I don't like sitting on this cusp. But it's really tough to face it and do what's required to take me to that next level. Does that make sense? And then you tie that in with something I see across the dyslexic field the most is really struggling to ask for help. You know, many of us like the idea of finding the answers ourselves and being the problem solvers. It's a real dyslexic trait. And so the minute we ask for too much help, we feel like we can't even solve our own problems. And then what does that mean about us as people? Who are we? What are we about? And it can be really tough. And I've got this habit. You know, sometimes I'll ask for help, but don't get me wrong, I'm better than I was. But a lot of the time I like to try and do it myself to my own detriment. I slow down where I'm trying to go in life because I just keep hitting walls and I don't ask for as much help as I could. I'm starting to see there's a job I've taken on that I'm doing now, which is doing a bit of general management for a property company. And I've gone into it with my eyes open to be a bit different in how I approach the world, to, you know, get better at asking for help, to give responsibility to others, to allow other people room to grow and to be who they are. And if I'm honest, like I'm enjoying it. It's actually a really nice experience. And I've kind of gone into that role, masking, adding another, pretending to be someone good at this. And I'm actually pretending on purpose, consciously, because I know if I just go through my old patterns, I'm just going to try and do it all myself and I'll struggle. And for me to grow, I have to pretend and then become the person I'm pretending to be. And it's like, you know, it's the word dichotomy, I don't even know, where there's two competing thought processes here. One is that masking is terrible. And I think in some places that's true. Masking is actually hiding something deeper that's holding us back and actually causing us a lot more pain than we can see. But then there's the good side of masking, which allows us to become characters maybe we're not naturally. and we can grow into those characters, because pretending helps us experience things in a way that allows us to become what we may want to be. And so trying to find a balance of that in our lives is freaking tough, especially when there's so much else going on. We're already busy, our lives are everywhere, and you can't even see what's happening. And I really feel in my life at the moment, I'm like everyone. We live in this level of there's a certain level of anxiety that just sits there. And I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where it comes from. I like to think it's because, I like to see it because my mind is so quick. It's doing so many things at once, I can't always see the workings. And I can't always see how it got to an answer. There's so many parts of it that exist. And if I'm honest, I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to continue to work until I find them. I'm going to try and get better at asking for help. Not because I'm weak. I think in the old days, I used to think I was a bit weak if I asked for too much help. I'm sure that came from my schooling of, having problems at school and, feeling stupid for asking for that much help. But, as a grown-up, as an adult, I really want to ask for help more. I want to realize who I am is not about, the help I get or who helps me, but, the strength comes from asking for help and allowing myself to take that and be grateful for it rather than think someone else has told me the answers. I must be cheating. Maybe that's where it comes from. And that's what I really want to talk about today, guys, is this concept of masking and it's really what I'm playing with in this part of my life is, seeing it in others, seeing it in myself. It feels like the barrier I have to get through to get to the next level of my life on this journey, the next chapter, is to really get through it and realize how I can use masking to my benefit when I need it to help me grow, and how to see through the masks that may have helped me through a period of time, but realizing they're not needed anymore. And they're actually hurting. It's kind of like, imagine, this is a really crazy metaphor. Imagine you've got a tree that's growing. And to make sure it doesn't fall over in the wind, you put a stick up to it and you tie it onto the stick. And it really helps that plant grow. It gets through all the windy bits. It helps it grow for a year or two. And then what happens is you've tied it on so tightly that as the tree grows, it can't actually get away from it. So it actually slows its growth. It stunts the tree's growth because it's got this thing fixed to it that shouldn't still be there. It needs to be released. It's done its thing. It's done its value. It needs to be let go. And I feel like I've got a bunch of those sticks holding me to be safe when actually I need to let them go. I'm not sure if anyone else feels that way, but that's how I feel. And I think, there's no quick answer to it, but starting to become aware of those old those old posts that are holding me up solid, I need to let some of them go. Well, that's what I wanted to share, guys. That's just an update of what's happening in my world. I hope that's gotten you thinking. Have an epic rest of your day. Thank you for everyone who shares the podcast. I really appreciate it. And I'll be back.